This coming week's parsha opens with a reference to Shabbos. Sheish Yisomim te'asim malacha v'yom hashvi'i yelachem kodesh. And then the pasuk speaks specifically of one and only one malacha of Shabbos, lo seva'aru eish b'chol moshvoseichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. And Rashi quotes the Machlokas Tanoim, what is the significance of highlighting specifically this malacha of Havara, of kindling a fire on Shabbos, as opposed to any other one of the 39 malachos? Is it because Havara is only a lav? It's not a chi of misa? Is it meant to teach me that you get a separate punishment for each and every one of the malachas that you do? Machlokas Tanoim, what the pshat in this specifying of the malacha of Havara is all about. The Sifrei Drush quote the Zohar's comment on the parasha, on this particular pasuk, where the Zohar says, Lo Sevaru Eish refers to the Eish of Kaas, the fire of anger, which is an interesting interpretation, obviously referencing the idea that when one becomes enraged and infuriated and angered and one feels one's temper reaching the boiling point, it is comparable to a fire that is raging within, the Eish HaKaas, to the point where it becomes uncontrollable and you just vent and release and rage. But even if that metaphor is quite accurate in comparing the fire to one's raging, uncontrollable temper, the question then again becomes, well, why dafka in the context of Shabbos are we highlighting this Isser of Havaras Eish? Of course, losing control of one's temper is a horrific midah throughout the week, not only on Shabbos. Chazal compare Kol HaKoes Ki'ilu Eved Avodah Zarah. It's always a really, really terrible deficiency in one's midos if one is a ka'asan, one who is given to anger. So the question becomes, so why specify, according to the Zohar's interpretation, this admonition against losing one's temper specifically in the context of Shabbos? Why dafka b'yom ha-Shabbos? So a beautiful pshat that I saw offered is as follows. Perhaps according to the Zohar's interpretation of the pasuk, the Torah is seeking to specify that as egregious as the violation of losing one's temper might be, as terrible deficiency and lack in one's midos as it may be, but if one gets angry on Shabbos, that is so many times over exponentially worse. Why is that? And the explanation given is because what does ultimately the midah of ka'as stem from? If you've been following the allegations and reports in the media recently against our embattled New York governor, I hate to say the word our as if it's a possessive term of endearment. Just so happens that we are stuck with this individual as our governor. But if you're reading the reports in the media about this individual, how he has been reported to rage against his staffers in the office, yell, lose his temper, berate people working for him, put them down publicly at times in a most demeaning way. He is someone who is clearly I wouldn't say he's struggling with, because he doesn't seem to mind it, but he is one who is afflicted with the mitzvah of kas. And what does kas stem from? So Bali Musa tell us that kas stems from, ultimately, gaiva, arrogance, which perhaps one could see very easily with regard to the governor, aforementioned governor as well. When there's gaiva, when there is a sense of superiority, of arrogance, of I am better than you. After all, who else would write a book about pandemic leadership while the pandemic is still raging all about you? All the while knowing that you deliberately concealed the deaths of thousands and thousands of senior citizens due to your own very poor decision-making. When there is gaiva, there is likely kas. And that can be seen in Chazal as well. Chazal compare both one who is koes to a Obed of Azara and one who is misgoe to a kofer be'ikr. When it was dochek ragle shechina. The Rambam, when he speaks in Hilchos Deos about midos and stresses the need to chart out a middle course, don't be too much to one extreme, too much to the other. Take the middle road and midos. The two exceptions that he gives to that rule are the midah of kas and the midah of gaiva, where you have to go to the opposite extreme. Even a minimal amount of gaiva is unacceptable. Even a minimal amount of kas is undesirable. So clearly the two are connected. Because when one is arrogant, when one is a bal gaiva, then one is more likely to lose one's temper at others, get angry at others. How dare you offend me? How dare you disobey me? How dare you defy me? How dare you insult me? After all, I am me. And if you don't listen to me and don't respect my superiority, that is reason for anger. And hence, it's no surprise that Mr. Cuomo, if you call him Cuomo, he will publicly berate you for not knowing his name, as he has done to staffers in the past. No surprise that aforementioned Mr. Cuomo is an individual who has been known to exhibit a furious temper and also a great deal of arrogance. The two are connected. And perhaps therefore it is specifically on Shabbos that the Torah, according to the Zohar's interpretation, stresses how much one needs to avoid any display of anger. Why is that? Because it's one thing if somebody acts with an air of superiority toward another. Bad enough. But in the presence of the Borei Olam himself, to display any sort of superiority over anyone else, in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that smacks of terrible disregard for the Shekhinah. And on Shabbos, we are zocha to have the Shekhinah in our homes, at our tables, in our presence, front and center. And therefore, how much more egregious it is if on Shabbos one loses one's temper, one becomes angry, one displays gaiva and kas, all packaged into one. Because it is all the greater affront to the Shekhinah itself in our presence when one acts with that kind of gaiva, that kind of kas, showing complete disregard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Hence, lo sevaru esh b'chomo shvasechem, the esh hakas, specifically b'yom HaShabbos, especially on Shabbos, there needs to be a heightened sensitivity to one's need for anava, to one's appreciation of how in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is never any room for gaiva, never any room for kas. There must be a heightened sensitivity to the anava that one needs to demonstrate and display at all times on Shabbos. How could you get angry in the presence of the Melech Malchem Lachem himself standing over you on Shabbos day? And much as it is with all other midos, people are born with a certain innate nature. People are born, some are born more hot-tempered, some are born more mild-mannered. It's not anybody's fault that one is created one way or the other, but the challenge that is our responsibility is to work to perfect one's midos. Everyone is created imperfect, everyone will remain imperfect, but everyone must strive to come a step closer towards perfection, towards shlemus. And yes, there are people who have a more sensitive trigger, if you will, as far as the tempers are concerned. People who you can work day and night to get them angry, and they will be in such self-control that you might not have an easy time succeeding. But everyone must work on their midos to perfect them. And perhaps what is also seen from this pasuk is that the way to work on such midos is at least to begin with Yom HaShavas. When you're looking to perfect a midah, such as kas, or whatever the midah might be, you're not going to be able to all of a sudden transform it in one fell swoop. It has to be worked upon in small segments, perhaps one day at a time. At the very least, on Yom HaShabbos, one must strive to be mindful of one's self-control, one's self-discipline. The time to start is long past. If we haven't started yet, it's time to start yesterday. Especially before one marries and shares one's life with another. The midah of kas especially is so damaging to relationships and must be attacked, if you will, and controlled as soon as possible. It's damaging to relationships. It's damaging to one's children. It can be so, so destructive. I remember after the tragic murder of the Kedoshim in Har Nof, including Rav Kam Levine, Rav Moshe Tversky, both of whom I was zocha to have met and to have known somewhat. So Rav Meir Tversky, in his hesped for his brother, said something which was quite remarkable, because if you had the schus to meet his brother, he was the most mild-mannered, very quiet individual who demonstrated complete control over every and any taiva or midah that a person might have. And one of the somewhat vague comments made by his younger brother at the hesped, which was very striking for those who knew his older brother, was he said very simply that my older brother, midos-wise, was not, when he was younger, what he was, as so many knew him in his adult years. He said personality-wise, he was not the same person by nature that you knew him as. And although I don't recall the exact description that Rav Meir Tversky gave of what his brother was like when he was younger as a child, but he made it very clear that it was only because of years of hard work and effort on his own personal midos that he became the individual that he was. And again, I don't want to put words into his mouth without recalling, without double-checking what exactly were the personality traits that Rav Meir Tversky described that his brother had been born with. But it was quite apparent that he simply transformed himself over many years as a result of consistent hard work on his midos to perfect the midos to what they became. And so, L'chol HaPachos this week, Parshas Vayakel, Pekudei, Lo Sevaro Esh B'chomo Shvaseichem Yom HaShabbos is an opportune time to work, to try, and at least on Shabbos begin with perfecting that midah sakas, the midah of appreciating Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in our homes on Shabbos, appreciating the need for anava, avoiding any and all gaiva and kas.